During the high summer season, about 2,000 people visit Virginia Key Beach Park every weekend, even though swimming isn't permitted. Guy Fortune heads the Virginia Key Beach Park Trust.
It's a disadvantage.
The trust was formed in the 90s to protect the land from real estate developers. Fortune calls the park a spiritual place. It was designated as a colored-only beach back in 1945 when segregation was the law of the land. Maude Newbold first visited the park as a child. Today she serves as a member of the trust. She says the park was a spiritual and cultural hub.
I just enjoyed riding the carousel. I mean, it just makes me feel as if I were in some kind of fairyland, up and down with the music going along the way. That I enjoyed more than anything else.
Newbold says there was also a dangerous side to the park.
Unfortunately, many people drowned.
A recently completed NOAA study found strong, swift currents and an abrupt drop-off of more than 6 feet, just 50 to 100 yards off the coast.
And what it came back was that it was actually one of the strongest currents that they had seen that isn't a rapid or a running river. It's a very powerful tidal flow from the bay to the sea.
There were lifeguards in the early days, and Fortune says men in the community also stepped up to do what they could to keep kids safe in the water. He tells us that continued into the 70s when his family first visited the park.
There were still at that time men who would stand in the water, and when you're a little kid, which I was, they'd tell you to go back. So there were safety precautions in place, just very different, community-driven.
The conditions that made swimming so hazardous then still plague the area. Fortune says that prompted the city of Miami to ban swimming at Virginia Key Beach Park when it reopened in 2008.
And we're also in a different day today. Standards, lawsuits, liabilities, and the such.
The trust is considering several options to make the beach safe, including real-time underwater monitoring of the current and an onshore natural pool. But they all carry a hefty price tag. Enid Pinkney is the group's vice chair.
We want it to be like it was. And it's not as it was if there's no swimming. So whatever they need to do to make the beach safe for swimming needs to be done.
Still, the park attracts visitors. This past Wednesday, several families were on the beach sunbathing, building sandcastles, and playing along the shoreline. Pinkney calls these guests a testimony to those who fought to have the beach established in the first place.
And so their spirits are just wandering all over the place, making the rest of us feel comfortable in being there.
The park has been restored to the way it looked during its heyday with amenities such as the carousel, mini train, and concession stand. The trust is now focusing on building a small cultural center and museum on the property. The permitting process is expected to begin next year. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.